it may be a beautiful summer day wherever you are, but don't go outside just yet because it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
And so, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Darwin Lang of Mandan, North Dakota. I said, name a sports facility in two words. It's a general term, not a specific place. I said, three consecutive letters in the first word also appear consecutively in the same order in the second word. And if you reverse these three letters, you'll name something seen in this sports facility. What is it? There is a near answer, tennis center, which has net backward in 10. Unfortunately, the letters of 10 are not in the same order in center, so that wasn't quite right. The correct answer was racetrack, which has C-A-R spelled backward in both words, and a car is found on a racetrack.
Oh, okay. Well, but overall, everybody did an amazing job with this week's puzzle because there were nearly 1,300 correct submissions. And out of those submissions, Gene Kendrick of Salem, Oregon, is this week's winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Aisha and Will.
And so how long have you been playing the puzzle?
So my boyfriend at the time got me really hooked on the puzzle, and we play together, and that man is now my husband.
Oh, and I hear that your husband actually won a couple of years ago, so it has been a strong marital rivalry here.
Yeah, every week we play together, and in this case, I was able to solve it completely on my own, and he was still sitting there scratching his head.
Well, see, and that's why you're here and he is not right now. So, all right, Gene, then, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As long as it's not geography, boy, I sure hope so.
Me too. I'm not good with that either. All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Gene and Aisha, you're in luck. There's no geography today. Every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form blank and blank, in which I've changed one letter of each of the words in the blanks. You tell me the phrases. For example, if I said shot and well, you would say show and tell, because show and tell changes one letter in each of the words shot and well.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one is loft, L-O-F-T, and sound, S-O-U-N-D.
Lost and found.
Lost and found. You got it. Crush, C-R-U-S-H, and barn, B-A-R-N. Crush and barn.
Crush and barn. Oh, my. Let's see.
Here's your hint. Change the vowels.
How about crash and burn?
Crash and burn. You got it. Nicked, N-I-C-K-E-D, and lime, L-I-M-E.
Not something and time, is it? No.
You would think so, but
no,
it's
no.
Not. Keep thinking.
It's money. It's nickel and dime.
You got it. Nickel and dime. Good. Collars, C-O-L-L-A-R-S, and dents, D-E-N-T-S.
Another money one. I think this one's dollars and cents.
You got it. Kits, K-I-T-S, and sell, S-E-L-L.
Well, you know, Will, I'm not one to kiss and tell.
Nice job. Noon, N-O-O-N, and cranky, C-R-A-N-K-Y.
Noon and cranky. Any ideas, Aisha?
Maybe a nook and
cranny. Oh, there we go. Yeah, nook and cranny. Thank you.
Nook and cranny. Good one. Try this one. Sure, S-U-R-E, and dimple, D-I-M-P-L-E.
Sure and dimple. Pure and simple.
Oh, that was fast. Punt, P-U-N-T, and heck, H-E-C-K.
Hunt and peck.
Oh, you're good. And here's your last one. Hike, H-I-K-E, and seed, S-E-E-D.
hike and hide and seek.
Hide and seek. You got it. Good job.
Oh, wow. You did a great job, Jean. And I loved your delivery on the answers.
Thank you for your help, though, on that nook and cranny.
Oh, yeah. No problem. You had great flair. How do you feel?
Oh, relieved that it wasn't, you know, Monaco and Morocco.
Well, you did an excellent job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jean, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KOPB out of Portland, Oregon.
That's Jean Kendrick of Salem, Oregon. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Will.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Gwynn, who writes for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Take the first name of a famous movie director, write it in upper and lowercase letters, rotate the third letter of this name 180 degrees, and you'll get the name of the main character in one of this director's most popular movies. Who is it? So again, first name of a famous movie director, write it in upper and lowercase letters, rotate the third letter of this name 180 degrees, and you'll get the name of the main character in one of this director's most popular movies. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you.